This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids, extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Seeing mostly red here on the markets, corn's fractionally mixed, soybeans are fractionally to a penny lower. We'll look at those numbers in just a moment. Grain markets finished mostly lower yesterday as well. Traders have weather on their minds as the main driver of the bearish market. Every new forecast reinforces their thoughts of large U.S. crops on the horizon. For corn, the new crop business reported from the form of flash sales in the last three trading sessions helped keep a floor under that market. Rain has fallen this week in states that recorded declines in soybean good to excellent ratings a week ago, setting up the crop for its most important month of pod filling. For wheat, traders expect recent rainfalls across the northern plains to offset weaker crop ratings. Those same traders are going to be eyeing the weather situation that erupted last night over the northern plains and also could be running into today as well. Oil futures moved slightly higher after President Trump said he would give Russian President Putin 12 days to reach a ceasefire with Ukraine or face more economic pressure from the U.S. That sparked oil supply concerns from Russia, giving the market reason to move higher. The Dow right now is up 34 points. European markets are higher. Asian markets are trading mixed. On the livestock side of things, new contract highs were seen across the cattle complex. Recent reports have shown no reason to believe the market may be near a top. The uptrend remains intact. Hog futures continue to remain range-bound. There was little fundamental news to create any market volatility. Opening cattle calls for them to be steady to higher. Hogs look to be higher to mixed. We'll look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
September corn down a quarter at 393 and a half. December new crop unchanged at 414 even. August beans down one and a quarter at 987 and a half. November new crop down one and a quarter at 1010 and a quarter. Soy meal up 20 cents at 265.10. Soy oil down a dime at 56.45. Chicago wheat down 7 3/4 at 530 3/4. Kansas winter wheat down 6 1/2 at 519 and a half. Spring wheat down 4 at 541 even. Minneapolis spring wheat down 1 1/2 at 580. That's Market Matters.